Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara on Beis brings a braisa. Esther mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'mara. That Klal Yisrael was nitzav in 10 mitzvahs in Mara. Sheva shekiblu aleim b'nei noach. And additionally, three mitzvahs, dinin, v'shabbos, v'kibud avayim. What's the raya that there was a mitzvah of kibud avayim already in Mara? So the raya brings the pasuk, kasha tzivcha Hashem lekecha, that says in Aseret HaDibros, that the mitzvah of kibud avayim, and it says kasha tzivcha, like you were previously commanded. So obviously there was a tzivcha before, so the raya names on that that was in Mara, presumably because that's when other mitzvahs were mitzvah at the Klal Yisrael. The Michas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Kibud Av, mitzvah Lamed Gimel, in Ois Gimel, he clears the suffix if the mitzvah of Kibud Av is a mitzvah Shemen Adam L'Chaveroi or a mitzvah Shemen Adam L'Mokai. The Nafkamina that he's talking about over there is as far as tshuva, whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaveri, therefore you would need Mechila of the Av, just like every Ben Adam L'Chaveri, that first you need Tshuva, first you need Mechila of the person who the Av was done to, then if, only afterwards can you ask for Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he clarifies if it's a mitzvah Shem Adam L'Chaveri, which L'Chaveri you would assume it is, because it has to do with another person, or not. Well, he says maybe it's not Ben Adam L'Chaveri, because it's not that you should have even tired him, it's only that you should give him COVID. Give him COVID is not something that you mechuy mitzad chaveroi, rather that's just a cause of from the Eibishter ben Adam L'Mokim. That's how we should call the Shailo. The MS, it would seem that it's a Mefurish Machlokes Rishayim. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, the beginning of Peah, says quite clearly that it's a mitzvah ben Adam L'Chaveroi. However, there are several Rishayim that are Mavua that it's ben Adam L'Mokim. The Rishayim in Chumash in Aseres HaDibros, Kapitel Chof, Parshas Yisrael, Kapitel Chof, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Rishayim explained that the Aseres HaDibros, even though we say Aseres, 10, really there were two groups of 5. As we know, there were two luchais. Right? The two luchais were not one block with a line down the middle, like people sometimes put on Aron Kodesh. It was two separate luchais. There was one luach and another luach, and each luach had 5 mitzvahs. And the Rishayim over there explained that the two luchais were divided by the types of mitzvahs. The first luach were mitzvahs ben Adam L'Mokim. The second luach were mitzvahs ben Adam L'Chaveri. And we know that Kibud Av is the 5th mitzvah in Aseret HaDibros, or I should say the 5th dibur in Aseret HaDibros. There may be more mitzvahs in the 2nd dibur, but b'chol ha'ofen it's in the first luach. So that would seem to imply that it's a mitzvah shaben Adam L'Mokim. Which Rishayim are we referring to? So it's Rabban over there, and Rabban Bachya, and even more Mefurish over there, in the Pirush HaTur. So these three Rishayim are Mavur, that it is a mitzvah Adam L'Mokim. Additionally, Abdabar Benel, in the other Aseret HaDibros, in Parshas Vosanen, is also Mavur, that it's a ben Adam L'Mokim. So we have Rishayim over here, that Kibud Av V'Eim is a mitzvah shaben Adam L'Mokim. L'chayra needs a Hezber. It would seem, Pashtas, that the mitzvah is ben Adam L'Chaveri. So it could be like the Michas Chinuch says that it's gezeirah kosev because it's more than just not to be mitzayir, it's to be mechabed. But let's see if we can say nochab shat with a little more of an amkus in it. So I think the shat comes out like this: If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Shrashi HaMitzvah, he says as follows. He says it's appropriate that a person should be makir toiv to somebody who did a toiv of him. He says it's a midah ra'ah me'usa b'tachlis, a person who's a novel and he's kofi toiv. And therefore, he says a person should be nice in alibay that his parents are the siba that he exists. And therefore, be'emis ro'ah lo'i lasis l'ham kol kovid v'chol te'el shriyuchal. Therefore, he should do every honor possible for his parents. He says, first of all, they brought him into the world. Second of all, they were miyageh, kami yagias, when he was a baby, when he was a child. And then he says as follows, ukeshe yikva zois hamida b'nafshei. When a person establishes this midah in his nefesh, yala mimeno, he will grow from that, lahakir toivus hakel baruch hu. That will lead him to be makir in the toivah of the Rabbeinu Shlalem. Shehu si bosei v'sibas kol ha'vois of ad Adam HaRishon. Obviously, without the Rabbeinu Shlalem creating Adam HaRishon, we would not be here. And they will see Pitzocher Kol Yomov, Vehamidai Al Maskunta, Yishleim Sevarov. He created the person's body. Vinosan by Nefesh Yudasu Maskelis. And even more importantly, he gave us a Nefesh, Tav Seichel. He says, Shaluli Han Nefesh, if not for the Nefesh, Yia Kisus Keferidai Novin, you'd be like a behemoth. Therefore, Yarech Bemachshafta Yikama Vukama Roy Loyal Hizar Bavidosi Baruchu. And a person should think about how much he's b'chayiv to be makir toivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayodom, beginning of the Kibbut Avaim, which is Klal Samach Zayin, says as follows. He brings the Yerushalmi in Peah, beginning of Peah, that Kibbut Avaim is Chamurish HaBachamurais. And then he says, V'tzorach lizor ma'oid b'chvoidim uv'mayrom, shahukash k'voidim uv'mayrom l'chvoid u'mayra shal ha'mokim Baruch Hu. Because the mitzvah of Kibbut Av and the kavod that one has to have for one's parents is hukash, is compared to kavod yisbarach. Like it says, kavod is Hashem lehoimcha, kavod is avicha, es Hashem lekecha tiro, ish imei vav tiro. And furthermore, shlash shutfen hein ba'adam, like the Gemara says, the Eibush along with his parents. And then he goes on and he says, Chazal say, bezman she'adam mechabed avi ve'imoi, oimir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Gemara in Kedushin. When a person is mechabed his parents, the Eibushter says, "Mala ani aleihem ki iludarti benihem v'chibduni." Ubizman she mitzara of the imay omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu yofel asisi shalay darti benihem shel malah hisi benihem tziharuni. If a person is mechabed his parents and the Eibushter lives with them, and he looks at it as if you were mechabed Hashem, but if a person is not mechabed his parents, the Eibushter says, "No, I'm not going to live there because if I'm going to live there, there'll be mitzara. He'll be mitzara me." Then he brings a Zohar, that a person has to have Ava for his parents. And he says, B'chlal ha-peroyin, that a person has a peroyin that he owes his parents. She'yeho yiv'oysom Ava Aza, a person has to love his parents like they love him. V'layiyu all of the Tayruch ul-masa, a person should not feel burdened by his parents. And if a person is not mechabed his parents, gzeris koshlis bo'yisolov, a person, chalila, can have terrible gzeris on him. The kivo shehish mekvoidim lechvoid hamokim. So the einish is shava also. You'll have the einshim like if a person is not mechabed the Rabbeinu Shlalem. And so too by klola, just like a mekalel Hashem is beskilo, mekalel of avima is also beskilo. Then he says yisocher pi doivri sheker. Some people say I don't have to be machzik taiva for my parents. They did it for themselves. They wanted to be married and mele they had children. And okay, so they were good to me because they gave them a teva. Just like behemoths also have a teva, that they're megadol their children. You don't have to, the animals don't have to be mechabed their parents. Zok to chayodom, yis'almon v'yishtatkun v'yischarshon, te'olam nosifsei sheker, ki heim ba'atzma me'idim aleihim sheim kebehemoth. The person is saying on himself that he's like a behemoth. V'al ze'om ruch ha'chomim, kol ha'koifer b'tayvosei shal chaveri, soif koifer b'tayvosei shal ha'kodesh baruch hu. It's the same thing. Why do you have to have covet for the Eibushter? The Eibushter created us. Why do we have to have COVID? Vein sofik shaha oimrim kain shem kaifrim belibam. A person who feels this way about his parents, tifarayin in hearts, he's a kaifer in the Eibushter also. Ad kan divrei chayodom. I'll go upon him what you see in the excuse me, what you see in the Sefer HaChinuch and in the Chayodom, which really the Gemara says in four words, hukash kvaidom l'chvaid hamokam. What they're bringing out is the comparison and the chiyuv that a person has to be mechabed his parents, how similar it is to the chiyuv to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamelo, I think we can understand very pashut, that's why the Rishonim are explaining, the Ramban, the Imei, that the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is in the first luach, which is the luach of mitzvah Shabbat Adam HaMakim. Because Kibud Avaim is what brings a person to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Chinuch says. That's what brings a person, the HaKadosh HaTayv in his parents, is what can lead a person to have HaKadosh HaTayv to the Eibishter. And like the Chayyadim says about Kovid and Yira, Klala, all these things are compared to the Eibishter because that's ultimately what the mitzvah is about, that the other V'imoy, that other V'imoy are a dogma in this world of the Eibishter, who is our father in Shemayim. Like we say, Avoin Diva Shemayim is the Eibishter. Avoin Diva Ara, that's our father. Our father, our mother is the Ima Diva Ara. So Mamela has the pshat that these Rishonim hold that Kibud Avaim can be a mitzvah Shabbat Adam LaMakim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.